This recording, South Carolina 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd name for an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It's been kind of fun. We've been getting ready for Heather's wedding, and then this past weekend I went to the wedding of the son of one of my high school friends, and there are when we were in high school, there were about eight or nine of us who ran around together, mainly because we weren't from Florence and hence were judged lower than dirt by the people who were natives of Florence and, of course, you know, wonderful people. And so, anyhow, we all ran around together, and we have stayed in touch over the years. And what was fun was to look at how different the wedding customs and all are now, and what we're planning for Heather and what Pat had for Jamie and what we all... I mean, weddings were really almost an endurance contest back then. You know, we had our showers and all of us had to wear stockings and heels, and I have a picture of about 5 of us in a receiving line. And now this was for all of our friends. You know, it wasn't people we didn't know, but you had to have the receiving line, and we all have on our hats and our white gloves, and of course, we're all very thin and very young-looking back then. And we've had a shower for Heather a couple weeks ago, and the guys were invited too. And it was a couple's shower, and it was because they've just bought a new house. It was a yard and garden shower, which nobody ever thought of having back in the 60s. We got lots of silver and crystal and other things which gather dust in the cabinet a whole lot. You know, they got hoses and lawn ornaments and, you know, things that they have already put to use. They didn't even wait for the wedding, which was another big no-no. You know, we were hardly allowed to open them, but we certainly couldn't use them. They had the dining room was taken over by shelves that you rented from this little old lady who kept them in her garage, and then you displayed all of your gifts on these shelves, and everybody stopped by to visit the bride and her family and see all the gifts. And that was a big social event. You know, it was like having an open house for weeks on end.